What's good, everybody? This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee, and I'm here to talk to you about Two Loss Distribution. They are one of the most technologically advanced distributors in music. They distribute to more stores than any of the distributors around. They distribute, they give you 100% of your royalties. They only charge you $3 a month, and you have an instant option to get an advance from these guys. So if you're watching this and you want to be in the music business and you're trying to figure out how to get help, I'm here to tell you, go to twoloss.com and use the word GODS as your coupon code, and you get the first 3 months free.
Peace and love. It's Rick the Negotiator.
And this is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee. And this is the Artist Spotlight presented by The God Show. Let's go. Yeah. Shout out to our sponsors, Two Loss, for sponsoring this show. And shout out to you for watching, and shout out to you for like, sharing, and subscribing, and please do it. And let's get to it. And today we have a very special guest. This is my little bro right here. I actually signed this kid. And when his manager, KD, hit me like, let's do the show, I was like, nigga, stop playing. Like, we can't talk. Like, we don't do this every day. So let's give it up for my dog, Sticky Lowe. And his manager, KD. Let's get the KD's my brother.
Right?
KD. My brother, right? Love him. Hey, man, fellow like, Knicks fan. Like we go through everything. When we lose, we in the group chat together. When we win, we in the group chat together. All that stuff. But, so, Sticky, what up?
What's up, my boy?
Man, tell us about how you got signed. Tell us how that process went. I don't know it. I just did it, but I don't know how it went. Like, tell us where you were, how you got this situation. Like, I want people to understand first that you grind, because there's a spotlight on you, because I signed you, so you know niggas, KD, you already know niggas, like, let me see what this nigga. But I want people to see that you were grinding. So tell us about the grind before you got to us.
Well, I had a song called Get In There, I think. It's 2024. I had a song called Get In There. It's 2024 now. I think I did a song like 3 years ago, but when we was in the studio, the song was a freestyle. Everybody in the studio was saying, bro, that's the one.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, all right. So you feel, I just took the shit to the club first. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to DJ Blue. That's the first nigga to ever put the shit in rotation. So my partner Lil Crank had a like a Crank and Friends concert.
Mm-hmm.
And he goddamn hit me and was like, shit, I'm putting the concert together with Holiday. I want you to do it. He did a couple of niggas from our city. That's Cobb County. So I was like, I ain't going to cap to you. Me, I'm like, damn, hold on. Because I'm like, you know, niggas ain't doing that, bro.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, damn, it's real. So this one I really found out was real. I seen Holiday at Tiger. We were doing like a sound check.
Okay.
For before the show. So we're doing a sound check. And goddamn, I just did. I ain't gonna lie. I was just doing me, bro. I'm just low key. He was like, "Do your turn." I did mine. So the showcase came up. In my mind, I was already like, "Shit, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah,
like, I ain't gonna play."
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Me and my partner was on the showcase again. I'm telling bro, like, "But hey, but don't play, boy, cause this the one."
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying. So shit, we rocked out. I think, what's the venue called, KD?
Was that?
I forgot the venue.
It was the loft.
Center Stage. Center Stage.
Yeah.
And shit, I did what I did, and goddamn. But I say probably when I got off stage, basically, goddamn, my other manager Ant was like, "But we gonna holler at you." You know what I'm saying? So I was like, "All right, bet." But I still ain't thinking nothing of it. Man, Crank might hit me the next day. Was like, "Shit, but them niggas want you, boy."
Mm.
I was like, "What the hell you talking about?"
Yeah.
He like, but they want you, bro. So I gave Holiday your number, goddamn, they gonna be hearing you.
Mm-hmm.
Still, I ain't thinking nothing of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think about 3 hours later, I'm on the phone with Holiday and Ant, and they like, shit, what's your situation, you feel me?
Yeah.
I'm like, shit, I ain't got nothing going on. So boom, long story short, they take me to Ray Daniels' office. You know what I'm saying? We get a deal with Rock Nation, and I signed with Since 8019, and now we here.
Exactly. So, like, the thing I liked about you that I wanted to stress is that, because somebody could look at his numbers and be like, he ain't streaming that. But I tell this to artists all the time, I'm always like, stop focusing on what you can actually affect. Like, And the thing I like about you was that you went old school route. Like, you was out performing your record at talent shows. That's how you got this. That's actually how you got the record hot in the city.
Facts. You clubs, was, DJs. Yeah,
clubs, DJs. Was that like a part of the strategy? Like, well,
I ain't. It was.
It was all you could have. Like, what was the thought process?
Nah, it was just me being me. Like, I like being in the club. You feel me? And I like, I'm the type of nigga, when we in the club, if the DJ playing some like ass music, I can't enjoy myself. I don't care if it's deep, like not deep. I'm there for the entertainment. Like, the DJ playing some sorry music, I can't enjoy myself. So that's why I come in at, because I feel like my music gonna turn the club up. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, man, I'm gonna get my music to the DJ. Yeah. Unreleased. I ain't dropping it. Bro, before I even dropped Get In There, it was never out. People was coming up to me like, bro, what's that song called? I'd be like, Get In There. They'd be like, where is that? I'm like, it ain't out yet. You feel me? I never dropped the song. It took me like a month to drop
the
song.
By the way, that's a cardinal rule that you never should do, but you did it, and it worked.
Yeah, it worked.
I'm only saying that because, you know, sometimes artists don't go performing your record if it's not out.
Right.
Yeah, well.
Because all you're doing is wasting everybody in the room's time, because it happens if they like it.
Fact.
Can't Shazam it. They can't look for it.
So if you performing it in a club and they like it, you just literally eliminated probably 300-400 Shazams.
Exactly.
Immediately.
Immediately on the spot.
So, and that was the only place you could hear that song before I dropped it.
Was on like the club.
In the club.
Exactly.
Only place you could hear that song. Only person had that song was DJ Boo.
So when you start off, I want you, because you're in the grind, and that's why I like Artist Spotlight. I want you to speak about, and Katie, you could jump in too. I want y'all to talk about like the grind that y'all are doing. That's why I wanted you on the show. Like, you guys are out there like killing high schools. Like, everywhere I'm at, I see you performing. I want people to understand that you're committed to the grind and what that looks like. So, like, what else do you have going on? Like, Katie, what's the moves y'all been making to get awareness? I mean, like, how's it been going?
First off, man, like, when I first met Sticky, just like you said, with the numbers and things of that nature, like, you are blessed. You are blessed in your situation, you know what I'm saying? From what you've came from to what you had to overcome to being able to have somebody like a Ray, a Holiday, an Ant, ready to walk that shit in, and you get, because I deal with a lot of artists. You know, I've taken artists to the promised land just for people to be like, work on this more, get these numbers up, do this, do that. So for you to be in this situation, sitting here, everything that we go, it's a blessing, bro.
Fact.
And don't ever take that for granted, you know what I'm saying? But as far as the grind, between myself, this guy, Mike, Ant, Holiday, you know what I'm saying?
Cheyenne,
everybody, group chats, arguments, group chat, you know what I'm saying? The streets, we got to get a babysitter, we got to get, you know what I'm saying? All the little things, because outside of him, an artist, he's a father first.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Yeah. So even with this show, it's like, Sticky got to get a babysitter. Sticky got to whoop, whoop, whoop. We got to get him in. You know what I'm saying?
Real life is coming.
Real life.
In.
You know what I'm saying?
But that's why I want you to talk about it, because like, there are people who watch this that think they're alone. And like,
nah, y'all
like
not.
That's a part of
y'all
the
not.
Struggle.
That's
babysitters.
Yeah,
that's all a part of it, bro.
Yeah. And it's the balance. It's the art of balancing it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's days that, you know what I'm saying, Sticky had to do the high schools. And he had to bring his kid with him.
Pushing the stroller.
Mm-hmm. Pushing the stroller.
What?
Right.
You know, he got his homeboy with him, hold a baby while him, you know what I'm saying? His girl come through.
We need to
through.
See more of that. We need to see
nah,
by the way,
but I mean,
that's,
you
need to put
that on camera. Don't be showing it, but.
Nah, you got to show it. Because this is what I be telling artists. Like, you be thinking your music matters when your music only matters when they know what, unless your song is like, you know, you got to hit record. Fact. But if you matter to your music, they got to know the story.
Mm-hmm.
So if you out there with your kid, like, bro, like, you should show that off.
Yeah, the kids, see, I be pushing strollers all in the, well, we be going to the gym.
Yeah, all that. All that.
Need all that action.
Bro,
all that.
Bro, all bro that. You got to get footage.
All that. Baby mama drama at the shows.
Into all a that. Club, walking on stage and getting off stage and getting the baby and going there. Beta Blue Digital is the first ever official hip-hop sync licensing company created. The platform is an alternative outlet for artists and producers to monetize their music outside of the traditional DSPs and the conventional music industry. It is 100% free. No subscription fees, no hidden fees. All submissions are non-exclusive. They currently have 7 partnerships and counting with other music publishing companies and more to come. They are in an aggressive expansion phase, so any and all music executives, music supervisors, major artists, major labels interested in jumping on board for opportunities, it's time to join the movement. Beta Blue Digital, let's go.
Hell yeah, boy. I'm a daddy and a rapper at the same time.
That's right. Literally. Daddy rapper.
I'll be honest, daddy rapper. Let me tell you something. A lot of niggas are.
Yes.
Yeah, fact.
They just don't separate. Yeah. They just don't acknowledge the daddy part. They only focus on the rap part.
Nah.
But the daddy part is important.
Yeah, you got to be a daddy.
Yeah, but not only that, I mean, it's a part of the grind. Like, yeah, it might be the shit that make people fall in love with you.
Hell yeah.
All right,
now, so it do be catchy though, cause like folks be looking shocked when you got that baby with you.
Oh yeah, like, they like,
okay, hold on. What's the craziest spot you bought your baby? Would you have a boy or a girl?
A little boy.
What's the craziest spot you bought your son?
What's the crazy? I think it was a school actually.
Yeah, no, it
and
was
this
school.
Man, little Bankhead from V103 had took my son. And he took him out to, he was in the stroller. I was performing.
Yeah.
So my baby mama was like, "Nah, don't take him out, cause he be doing too much." So Bankhead like, "No, I got him. So he got him. My no cap, bro. All the kids ran. And it was like pandemonium in the gym. My little boy just started dancing.
Oh wow.
So that was probably the craziest thing. Cause me and his mama like, "What the hell?"
How old is he?
He won.
So he won and he was ready to turn it up.
Yeah, when he hear my music, he gonna automatically dance.
Mm.
So it was like Bankhead played the song and he just started doing his damn. I'm like, I would think a kid, like he'll freeze up.
Yeah.
Man, that nigga kept on dancing. I was like, "What the hell?" It was a weird moment, but it was crazy, but it was weird.
Let me ask you something, both of you guys. What is something that you wish you knew to prepare for right now when you started? You, KD, that you wish that you was prepared for back then?
Question.
Like, what is it, especially what you know? Like, what did you wish you was prepared for?
Oh, man, my life not being mine's. Like, the time. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's not my time anymore.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, so the crazy thing, I was having a conversation today. You know what I'm saying? The day my grandmother passed, I was putting her socks on for the last time at the hospital.
Mm.
And then my phone rang. It was a mixtape. Somebody wanted a mixtape.
Yeah.
I looked at my phone. I had to answer the phone.
Because that's money calling.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't be like, "Yo," or just, you know what I'm saying? I'm dealing with something.
Mm-hmm.
I had to pick up and money call.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's my 9-to-5.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that right there. Once I really just mastered that, like, you know.
The job never stops.
Never stops.
By the way, I was going to say something. You did something very important. The number one role of a manager is to manage expectations. And I want to give you props right now because mm-hmm. people might not have caught it, but when you started, like, you're blessed. That's him managing your expectations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's him setting the stage for you to not to feel sorry for yourself, sitting around like, "Oh, why am I not here? No, why is this person up?" He could have easily been on that same energy, but he like, "Nah, you blessed. Don't forget."
Fact.
Nah, you know what? And that's the first time I met Sticky was here.
Yeah.
And we was in the back smoking a blunt.
Yep.
And I was like, "Nigga."
Yeah. That nigga told me.
Yeah.
Like, "Bro, you're blessed."
Yeah.
Because I know I have clients, I have friends, I have my own other artists and things of that nature. You see what I'm saying? Who like, we drop a record. "This is it. This is it, baby." And whoop, whoop. And nah, nigga.
Yeah, that ain't it.
You know what I'm saying? Nah,
that's
nigga.
That's it. That's real.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
yeah, no, go ahead.
So it's like, you know, the Rock Nation chats and all this and all that. And, you know, Mike and we just running around and trying to figure it out. And it's like, it gets frustrating sometimes, but at the same time, it's a blessing. Because it's like, damn, this is a pretty cool headache.
What's the frustration?
Oh.
I mean, I know, but I'm like,
for the audience, they need to understand.
At home, no. Because I feel like, because my thing is.
So I'm you know, everybody who knows me know I'm a buck. I'm, you know.
Keep it 100. Let's right. go.
So my biggest frustration is the Rock Nation chat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I've never been in a situation where
we got to wait on certain things. Never been in a situation where we don't know exactly what's going on that side.
Yes.
We know what we're doing on our side, and we come up with these great plans sometimes, and then it's like, hey, we got to clear this with this person, and this person got to clear it with that person.
The music industry got...
And that person got to clear it with that person. And then it's like...
The music industry got really corporate in the last 10 years.
Oh, no, definitely.
Like, when you got to remember, like, back in the day, all you needed was a produce agreement.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, now you need a producer agreement, you need a writer agreement, yeah. You need an engineer agreement for the mixer. Like, this is shit that you need.
You need specs.
You need specs.
You need specs.
You have to turn in the artwork at the right spec.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
audio has the right spec.
It's like
videos at the right spec.
Because you're right. Because a couple years ago, send the MP3, send the artwork, send the boop.
It was there.
Now it's like, hey, send the MP3, send this. Did this guy get credited? Did the engineer get credited? Did somebody get
Atmos
some,
sounds?
Is that right? The Atmos like, sound, you know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Are these specs right?
Did someone you probably have to send a wave file.
Like, whoop, yeah. You know what I mean? And it'd be a lot, man.
Nah, but there was a point in time where this shit used to be fun. That's why when you see an A&R now, like, give him a hug.
He's been through a lot. He or she has been through a lot.
Yeah. Lots of paperwork. And then here's the crazy part. You do all of that and the record still might not work.
Fact. Yes.
Or you do all of that and they push the record and no one cares. But KD, not real talk, but KD and Rick, y'all background is DJs, mix shows. Y'all do that. How long should an artist stay actively promoting a song?
Average record takes a year.
So if an artist puts out 52 songs in a year, every day, that's one song a week. That means every week he should be promoting everything constantly.
Yeah, constantly. I mean, me, I'm more of the just take that record and push.
Yeah.
Push. But I get it from an artist standpoint. Mm-hmm. Because we wake up to 4 or 5 records from Sticky.
Yeah.
This is it. And we're like, dog, we just got this one that we're still, you know,
That's what really fucked the music business up.
You know what I'm saying?
That, by the way, Sticky, that's what messed the music business up. Where now it's like, we got this song. I got 20 songs. Now it's like, well, we need to give this song 6 weeks.
Uh-huh.
That's my biggest frustration.
That's the frustration. I already know.
Industry standard for years has been, let's give it 8 to 12 weeks to see what we have.
No. Right? I'm talking about to release now.
Yeah.
Like Rick, I ain't gonna lie. The releasing of music has become
crazy, bro.
Such a headache when you on a major label or you on a label that knows better because mm-hmm. they will say, you can make a song today we put out tomorrow. Nah.
Man.
They need to upload that song.
We just literally right sent that and uh-huh. It was like, boom. Then it was like, all right, so 5 weeks? 5 weeks? Okay, 5 weeks.
Imagine making a hit record today and you want it out.
We land on
and you gotta wait 6 weeks just to drop it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why so many artists are frustrated.
It's longer than that.
And in this climate.
I'm an artist, I'm telling you.
In this climate where
It's longer than that because you gotta remember you still gotta mix. And that's another thing you don't talk about. You have to fully be delivered 6 weeks out.
Hell yeah.
Meaning record has to be mixed, mastered. Atmos, wave, clean.
Specs.
Credits.
credits. Yep.
Splits turned in on time.
Yep.
All of this shit, visual, everything all has to be up. Man, this shit is like work now, bro.
Back then, they chased all that. They put the record out. We'll deal with that later. Yeah, let's get the record out.
Now, because of how this game is set up, and Spotify needs the record 6 weeks, Apple needs 4 weeks. It's like, bro, we started serving the companies that are supposed to be serving us. And that's what shit went
down. Yeah, you're right. I ain't never looked at it like that.
Yeah, you know they call the rules.
Yeah, they call
now they're rules. Telling us how to release music, when, how, who, what. Like, nigga, y'all supposed to be putting my shit out. Like, y'all making it difficult on me.
Fact.
But the fact that these guys are still getting to the grind in schools and in clubs and all that, it's a saving grace. Because during that grace period when you got to wait six, seven weeks, you still moving. You still got people chanting in. You can still get some shows.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So talk about that to the masses. Like in the era of DSPs, people don't, it's like they went away from the grind. And that's what started all this. Before DSP, before MP3.
That's why I wanted to have you on the show.
He said something.
You're
man.
Doing the right grind.
Yeah.
There's some people out here that's in the house.
They sit on the couch.
They sit on the couch mm-hmm. and they DMing 300 they people doing. A day talking about I'm grinding.
Fact. That's not grinding. Mm-mm.
You better go out. And meet people.
That's right.
Mix it up. Play your shit. hustle your shit. That's the grind. It ain't sending people
right.
A lot of DMs.
And most of people sending DMs to their friends. Don't market to your friends. They ain't helping you.
Yeah.
At all. Nah, you got to. You can make a DJ your friend though, like
not a DJ. I'm just talking about random. Not a DJ.
Overall, oh, but
of course, not your partners.
Oh nah, man. I'm gonna say this: as far as grinding, like an artist wise, they'll tell you. Like, but I ain't gonna lie, KD be on my ass because he be telling me, "Oh, you ain't in LaCour. Oh, you ain't at what's the other like? What the other shit? Chit chat." Oh, anything like Remo or DJ Steel? You know what I'm saying? Influencers in Atlanta got going on. I might be looking at KD like. I'm looking at my phone like, man, what the hell he talking about? But guess what? In the back of my head, I'm like, he right,
though. Because there's always something you should be doing.
Because they got this, you know what I'm saying? It's like Monday, like he said, Monday through Thursday, it's still club going on. You got club in Monday through Thursday, and you got the weekend club. Mm. Like they told me, see, I'm going to put the artist down. The week, throughout the week, that's the real club.
Say it again. Weekend. Say that one more time. A little louder.
That's why I'm smiling so big. I'm so, like, Katie, you taught him this.
I'm
like,
put y'all down, man. Monday through Thursday, that's when the real clubbers are in the club. The dope boys, the whatever y'all call the
industry
females.
People, the females.
That's right.
The
strippers.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that's in the street life, they in the club. Monday through Thursday. Mm-hmm. Friday through Sunday. That's when the 9-to-5ers part.
That's right.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
They don't really care
about your music,
bro. They don't care what music is playing.
They listen to the radio.
Yeah, they listen to exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So that's when you want to be in the mix. Ooh. Nigga like me, I'm in the club damn near. My manager Mike could tell you, I be in the club down there 7 days a week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I deal with my baby mama mouth. I deal with all that. But guess what? At the end of the day, bro, she even though I don't play about my career.
Yeah.
I stay outside at 7 o'clock in the morning, you feel me?
Yeah.
But guess what I'm in the club doing? I'm working.
Grinding, yeah.
They see Sticky Low.
Yeah.
No, they don't just hear the music. They see me.
Yeah.
So it'd be different.
You just
got to put it on. Like sitting on your ass and just DMing them. That shit. I tried that, bro. It's like, nah. When I'm in your face, I could airdrop you this music. I could see your reaction.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Then one thing about it. Ray, I mean, we sat back. I think that shit was like beginning of the year. I was trying to drop. But Ray told me, hell no. Nah. Listen, we were trying to play the music. It was me, him, DJ Funky, and all of us back. Remember that?
Back in the room.
I had a little tape. I had a songs. Hell of them. Man, that first song we played, Ray said, man, that ain't what we supposed to be doing. That nigga said, we got to push this one record. And I ain't going to lie. I had Slick got mad. Because I was like, damn.
I didn't even know that.
I'm like, damn, bro. I thought we was here.
It was a whole list of it.
I'd be like, damn, I want to drop.
Yeah.
But I remember what y'all be saying. Like, nah, this record ain't got there yet.
Let me just tell you what it is. Because I don't want people thinking at home. The thing that I was just trying to get you to see is that one song can change your life.
Yeah.
Like, let's take the biggest artist in the world. Like, take Michael Jackson. Like, he probably got 20 number ones. Like, think about that. 20. He probably, like, how many songs have you recorded in your life? Hundreds, am I right?
Hell yeah.
That's my point. So if you got hundreds of songs recorded and all you need is one to change your life, why are you throwing out songs hoping they catch when you should really be focused
pushing
putting out new music though? Like, just like, it's like you can't treat it like a new toy.
Fact.
Like, oh, that's my new toy I want to play with. Nah, we got to keep pushing what we was pushing because if we don't, it's just, what happened to that song? What happened to that song?
Exactly. And what I learned too.
Yeah.
When y'all was telling me that, I was like, damn, they right.
Yeah.
When I'm the type of nigga, I wake up, I look at my stream.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, damn, these niggas saying the right shit. Cause if you throw something else out there, it's gonna overpower this.
Yep.
And this ain't even reached its full potential yet.
Or on another scale, it can confuse the audience.
Yeah.
See, another thing that we don't talk about is that we trained the audience on how to listen to us, right? So Mixtape Wayne, that was him training. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He ain't Mixtape Wayne no more.
Right.
So now he's like, no, I'm gonna drop an album what I want. So all I tell artists is you have to train the audience on when and how to receive you. And if you do that, they'll follow.
You down?
But it can't be like I'm just dropping a song every week. I mean, you can do that, but then no one's invested in what you did today because they like tomorrow something else is coming.
Yeah, you're right. And it's crazy you say that too because I had a show at Rumors, right?
Mm-hmm.
I tried to do a new song, man. My whole entourage, I got done performing. I gave the mic back. They looking at me crazy, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, what's wrong? I'm like, what's up? They said, bro, why you ain't do Get In There? I was like,
yeah, you got to do Get In There.
I was like, bro, I just got to see something else. Man, everybody in that section said, man, you dumb as hell.
Crazy as hell.
I swear all the fucking females.
We didn't even know
I said,
that.
Man, you dumb. I ain't even tell my manager.
See,
though.
Why?
You feel me?
Why?
I ain't tell them that. Exactly. But I'm, man, that's why I said when you said that, you right. Cause, but I just seen the whole section. I'm like, man, what the? But don't ever do that again.
Yeah.
You feel me?
In today's world, it used to be 15 minutes of fame. Now it's 15 seconds of fame.
Yes.
So you have to keep the seconds going concurrent constantly. So like, just because you got 15 seconds don't mean you got to you got to be 30 for the next one. If you don't, shit pass. I'm dog. How many records? Think of my old girl on that we tried to sign had a peak.
Yeah,
that shit peaked and died.
Died immediately.
You know what I'm saying? But that it died because you can't. Here's the one thing that they don't tell you that I'm gonna put out there. Here's the fucked up part about the music industry. When you start winning, you can't enjoy it.
Nope, because you have to keep winning. You have to work to keep
doing
winning.
The work that you did to get there.
Fact.
And you want to see somebody that's going to lose, enjoy the work. Cash in on the work. Like, yeah. Oh, man, I'm hot right now. I'm going out. Oh, yeah, he ain't going to be around long. Yeah.
Nope.
He ain't going to be around long. Nigga told me, nigga, like, Future was in the club every. He would be the hottest nigga in the club. He was still in the club every night making DJs play his record.
Mm-hmm. I'm not. Future, Baron Tacos. Future.
Yes.
Pulling up.
Yeah.
Pulling up. Pulling up. Pulling up. Pulling up.
You have to.
Future on the way. I'm Future on the way.
But I'm saying you have to.
You got like to.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And artists be thinking, like, that's the hard part. Like, you won today, but tomorrow. Damn, we got to get up and try again.
It's a whole new 24,
A whole new 24. Like, what you did what yesterday you gonna do don't today? Matter. What you going to do today?
Facts.
So, what you going to do today?
Who, me? Man, I ain't going to lie. I don't know. I'm doing something today right here, though. This is what I'm doing right now. I don't even got to do no more today because this right here, it just made my day. You feel me? See, that's I just did it. This is my brand new 24 on the God show, man. Sticky low, man.
I'm going to receive it, but nigga, you ain't asking my motherfucking
question. I'm trying to get away from your question.
Listen, I just did media training yesterday. You can't fool me. I already know you're dodging the question.
I tried to get away
you
from
you tried to get away from the question.
I ain't going to lie. See, I tried to get away because I don't know what I'm going to do today. My day just be
but
going.
But what does it consist of? Like,
but being a daddy, being a artist. Boyfriend, husband, trying to be a husband, and then being an artist. See, that's what I'm saying. That them three things right there is like a headache, bro. Cause it's like you don't never know how your day gonna go. You
exactly.
Feel me? You don't know. Your manager gonna call your phone. Hey, you got to be here. Can you go get a haircut?
Yeah,
but your son right here and your girl right here, like, you know what I'm saying?
But let me just give you some advice. You have to make them see that this is our way out.
Fact.
And if you don't honor it and respect it, it's never going to show up the way you want it to because you don't have respect for it already. It's fact. Like, nigga, I have respect for what I do. I make people around me respect it. We, like, I would tell people, like, this shit came before, my shit business came before family. And I'm being honest with you. The reason why is because how am I going to take care of my family as a man if I don't handle my business?
Right.
So when niggas be focused on like, I'm like, hey, bro, they will be there. My son is 6'5", Lil Raymond, 15. I'm looking pop. Like, I met him 3 or 4 times, but I've seen him.
Yeah,
and every time I've seen him, it wasn't in his world. It wasn't right, at his Pop right. Warner game. Uh-huh. It was at a DJ recruit and he's in there. It's at a video, we filming a podcast in there. It's like, hey, you gonna have to fucking get up and come.
Fact.
Cause this is gonna take care of everything in the future, but we gotta treat it with that respect.
Hell yeah.
We gotta treat, so what we like to do on here is we like to talk about like plans. Like, what is the next 12 months? That's why I wanted Katie here. What is the next 12 months? What would you like it to consist of for Sticky Low?
June 15th.
Oh, boy, the next 12 months. You know, Katie, I'm going to lie. Next 12 months for Sticky Low, I would love. I already got some projects coming up, but so I ain't going to say that. But I would love, like, to just, I ain't going to lie, like, flood the rap game with music.
That's easy.
Like, that's what I want to do, though. Like, I just want to.
What does that look like, though? How many songs is that per week? Like, how would you like it to look?
Honestly, I can drop. I can say, right now, I can drop monthly, and then that'll cover a year.
Drop what monthly? Like?
Like, series of tapes or singles.
You can have a mixtape every month.
Yeah. And it'll slap.
June 15th, Sticky Business.
June 15th, I'm coming up, though. You know what I'm saying? June 15th, I do got a tape dropping called Sticky Business. It's a volume series, you know what I'm saying? With hosted by Pretty Boy Tank and Plug.
Okay.
And then I ain't gonna say the rest what I got planned, cause you know what I'm saying.
I was gonna ask why not Holiday.
Okay.
And the reason I'm saying why not Holiday, cause Holiday's hot right now.
Holiday. We're brewing the Holiday.
Hit me out. I know the answer. I wanted to ask for the people at home. Because there might be people at home that's like, he signed to this guy. Why is that guy? Sometimes it's not about who you sign to. It's about who's in the position that you're in. Holiday been making mixtapes for years. You need to go with someone newer. And then you get earn your way to Holiday. Because a lot of people are trying to get their way there.
Nah, see, we could have popped it off with Holiday. But it's like
no, I'm saying you did right by not.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. It's like, that's what I'm telling the people.
What's good, everybody? This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee. And if you're wondering who this beautiful woman sitting next to me is my sister, Tiffany Daniels Sy. Let's give it up for my sister. Everybody can clap. This is good. And my sister she's the most talented person in the family. And we started a family business, a signature scent company. So if you like smoke a lot of weed in your car and you want to get the scent out, you have to check out these scents. I know guys that use it for the weed. I know people that use it for cologne and everywhere they go to get compliments. We make candles. We make
room sprays. We got them in kits. So if you want to buy something for your loved one or anybody, you know, that you care about, hit us up, LorayandCo.com.
And we're going to put the website at the bottom of it. But support this black business, support this black woman, and order, I promise you guys. As a matter of fact, use the word gods, and we'll give you 15% off. I just made that up, so if my sister's face looks crazy, don't get mad at her. I'll eat that. But guys, when I tell you this shit is incredible, you really should check this out.
The best scents ever.
LorayCo.com. And we'll put it at the bottom of the screen. Thank you.
Thanks.
Like, I could have popped it off on Holiday, but it's like, that's my, you know what I'm saying? That's my CEO, friend, DJ. Sure. That's my homeboy. So it's like,
that's always there.
Yeah, reach out to my other, you know what I'm saying, people that's in reach or that's in these clubs.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
On the radio,
Let's
do a series, and I'm going to end it with Holiday.
Give me a song in the last 5 years, a hit record last 5 years that you heard and or think and said that should have been my record.
Anybody's song?
Anybody's song. Can you jump into two?
For him?
Yeah, for him. That you wish was his.
I don't really listen. I mean,
a hit. You been in the clubs though. There's a club record. You been in the club. You can't give me that.
I don't want to say nothing because it's like, that's kind of like, I don't know if I'm bashing somebody.
Nah, not bashing. Like, that's celebrating somebody. Like that.
Well, I ain't gonna lie. Like, you saying a hit song that I feel like it should be mine.
Yeah.
What's that song? Goddamn, that I just took the walk to Poland. That song.
Lil Yachty.
Yeah.
Really,
bro.
I can see that.
I'm not even gonna say.
Yeah, I see that. I can see that.
You feel me?
I can see that. No, what do you mean?
Like,
I can see that. I definitely can see that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you gonna play that in the club over?
Yeah.
This sticky shit right here.
Yeah,
I don't see that.
Which camera we at, Coach K?
Yachty.
Oh yeah, they fuck with him. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yachty, what? Sticky low.
For real.
You know what I'm saying? We need that.
And I fuck with Yachty though. You feel me? But it's just like, bro, it's like, bro, like you said, the music game's so fucked up. It's like you can make a weird ass song, right? The beat be hard as fuck. Nigga ain't got to be saying too much on it. It's gone.
I know what we should do. I know what we should do. You should do a song with every artist in 5 or 6 markets that are on the same level as you, but it's actually better for you because you're in Atlanta.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which means that they look bigger because now this guy from Columbia, South Carolina is now on a record with a guy from Atlanta who see him now. And I would just do like a series of like, cause see, here's a cheat code for artists. Collaboration, right? I mean, collaboration can be like, Future just dropped the album, right?
Facts.
With who? Metro.
Metro. Yeah.
Metro don't rap.
He doesn't make beats.
He just make the beats. But now it's a Future Metro album. Mm-hmm. Now, for some reason, it doesn't feel like it's just all Future, right? And when you do that, when you do the collaboration is how you get to another place because now Metro has a whole young base.
Fact.
Future's 40. So now, when Metro was younger... Yeah, when Metro was younger, Future was helping him.
Yeah.
Now Future's bringing a younger audience. I mean, Metro's bringing a younger audience to Future. It's the same shit, but you got to find collaborators. That's the key. Don't just drop mixtapes. Don't just drop records. That's
drop with
boring.
Intent.
Drop with intent.
Yeah.
Do a fucking, go get a producer who you work with and drop it with you and him. Nah, collaborative. So
that's the sticky business.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
It's a cat overseas that, literally, they got a Batman and Robin chemistry going on.
Yeah, see, folks don't even know, man. When y'all hear him now, his name, I'm going to put you down again. Now, his name is, when you hear him, his tag go, "We love you, Jody." You feel me?
Yeah, for sure.
And that's my boy. He's an overseas engineer.
But here's the thing. No disrespect to him. Not him.
Oh, you were saying somebody bigger.
No. Equivalent.
To me.
Yep. To you. Like, you don't carry a young producer coming up. Unless he's coming up hot like you coming up hot.
Oh, he slick is, no.
That's what I'm saying.
Ever since Get In There came out, it's like folks been, I don't know, I wouldn't say they biting my swag, bro, because I don't want to look at it like that, but I do feel like that, though.
Yeah.
Like, ever since my song came out, I've been seeing, like, niggas go to, bro, for beats. Yeah. But I salute that shit, though.
Thanks.
But I just feel like, don't be trying to run around me to go to my producer and just think, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, bro, nobody knew this nigga before me.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Find somebody to collab with. Find an artist. Find someone of, like, find somebody that's to equivalent level to you and stack on top of each other. Like, that's how you got to break an artist today. Mm-hmm. Like, think about it. Gunna broke with a mixtape with who? Turbo.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
it was him and Turbo. Yeah. Metro broke with 21.
Yep.
You look at it like fucking YoungBoy and what's the kid name? The Baby doing the album together. Like, collaboration is how you make it feel bigger. Shit. Drake doing a record. Metro and Future. Yeah, like, yeah, Drake doing a record with... That's how Drake has been able to prolong his career.
Basically, he collabs with everybody.
He collabs with everybody. So now it doesn't feel like it's just all him. It's like, it's somebody else in case you want that. Or a different iteration of what it is. So that's what I would say. Focus on, not that producer. Right now, it's time for you to focus on people who are on your level. Not in this market, though.
But this is the thing. It's hard to find people on my level in Atlanta. You know why?
No, it's not this market. I said not this market.
Oh, you said not this market. You said
I'm saying like
town type.
Alabama.
Yeah.
Texas.
Carolina.
Florida. Like, Tennessee. Just find an artist.
I got a feature with a female artist in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Shout out to Blazer. She got a lot of stuff going on. And now as you say that, I see what he's saying now. Collaborate.
Yeah, because you getting her fans, she's getting your fans, y'all putting each other on, mm-hmm. If it works.
Now I see what you're saying.
That's what I mean, like, dropping music with intent. Don't just put music out. Put music out.
Make it make sense.
Yeah, like, if you got a record with her, now all KD got to do is call every DJ he got in the Bahamas and be like, yo, he got a record with such and such from the Bahamas. Now they're not supporting you. They supporting you and their own.
And then you get somebody from North Carolina and do it, and get somebody from Houston and... So
keep
forth and so forth.
Yeah,
that's how you got to break now.
Okay,
and then you do it again, and now you go with maybe this person you got bigger, and this person didn't. And then you go to a bigger person. Like it's an inch by inch game. But the only way you're gonna get there is if you constantly are collaborating with the right people and making the right moves.
Fact.
That's how you're gonna break yourself. No pun intended. Speaking like an LA. Break yourself. Yeah, so that's what I would do. Like, collaborations, bro. Like, and then if you're gonna work with a producer, collab with a producer that got a name. Like, a producer that's built a brand already. I don't know if your producer has, but if he hasn't, he ain't the one.
Yeah.
Because you don't, because right now you trying to build your brand. You can't lend your brand to someone else trying to build theirs. They got to be two semi-built brands coming together saying, this is what we doing. That's how you got to do it.
Yeah, but man, it'd be so crazy. I just don't want us to talk, but it'd just be like, man, fuck this shit. I don't want to talk.
Nigga, we talking.
I got song with, like, you know what I'm saying? Producers with motion.
Yeah.
But you might wake up tomorrow, these niggas and gave Money Man a song or gave Money Bag the song or something.
How do you avoid that?
Huh?
How do you avoid that?
How do I avoid that?
Put it out.
With them.
With them as a collaboration.
This the thing though. Before we even get to the point of putting it out.
No.
Money Man come to you.
Lock in.
From day one,
lock
from
in
the jump.
From day one, from the jump.
That's the thing. I'm telling you, niggas that give you their word that we locked in. Song's already done. But the thing is, the next man come with a bigger name, bigger platform.
Then can I tell you something then? That ain't your producer.
Exactly.
Fact. So that's bro, we be focused on the wrong thing. We just need to get to our yes. There's going to be a whole bunch of no's. You ain't going to even get away from that, bro. There's going to be a whole bunch of no's. Get to your yes. But here's the best part about the journey. Somebody might have told you no today. That might tell you yes a year from now because you put in the grind.
Yeah.
These are facts.
You got it, but you got to do the work.
Yeah, that makes sense because that nigga to still be trying to flood me beats, but it's like.
Yeah, bro.
I don't know, bro. The industry really crazy, bro. Like,
tell us some of the crazy shit. About.
This shit crazy, bro.
You ain't lying.
You telling me, motherfucker?
For real, bro.
You telling me?
This shit crazy, bro. Like, to be. No, so I've been signing this shit for like a year. I done seen a lot of shit. I done met a lot of people. This shit get real crazy, but I feel what you sound on the collaboration shit. But boy, this shit get wicked, boy.
It's crazy for everybody. The only people that's getting to the top are the people that's ignoring the craziness and focusing on their role and their job. I don't give a fuck. Dog, you can sit at the table with a rapper who's 10 levels ahead of you and they'll be saying the same thing you said. Man, these niggas fake, man. Mm-hmm.
That'd be the thing.
That's the game.
It's you know, and that's what, you know, I try to tell him sometimes, you know, and be like, man, fuck them niggas and goddamn whoop them. I'd be like, bro, you're personal right now.
Yeah, like.
Don't get
like,
personal. But
like, there's a nigga morals. Right now that know you.
Yeah.
And Marietta, from where you from, Cobb County, that ain't got no monthly listeners, never put out a song.
Mad as hell.
And it's like, he won't give me a record. Why you won't give him a record?
I will, though. That's the point.
Nah, fuck that. You got to go do some
work. They got to pay for it, though.
Oh, well, then that's not a partner, then. That's like, just took it to a whole other scenario. I'm not talking, but that's, you just proved my point.
Oh, you're saying?
You just proved my point. Now, if there's a nigga that you want to do record with, Money Man. Now, mind you, y'all might make the dope record, but look what Money Man is saying. God, pay me. Now, ain't nobody getting away because everybody put money in front of the grind.
Yeah. I'm going to take that back then. Certain niggas. Now, I ain't going to lie. Certain niggas don't got to pay me, though, Ray. I ain't going to lie, but. Now, if you a stranger, though, you got to respect my hustle. But, like, certain folks, I ain't going to charge, bro.
Yeah, but can I tell you something? A stranger wouldn't ask you for a collaboration unless they were in position to either pay you or they on a level where they next to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right, too.
I know it's right. I'm a human. Like, that's how humans are.
That's what I'm saying. So certain times, you know, I do it for free. You know what I'm saying? Do it on. But it's like collaboration, bro, with artists right now, bro. I don't know, man. Like, I'd rather just do. I'd rather collab with some female artists than I do it for a nigga.
I ain't say they got to. You could collaborate with animals. So all I give
a
fuck.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying
you got to find. Collaborate, like it could be Sticky Low and the ladies. It could be that.
Hell yeah, that's the way we need to go. Sticky Low and the ladies. I like the way that sound too.
What we gonna call it?
I don't know. Stevie Wonder. Sticky Wonder. Player. Sticky Wonder.
So Sticky Wonder. And it's a project with you featuring a number of female collaborators.
That'll be so crazy. Oh,
be
why are we not doing it?
Right.
We need to put it together. All female artists tap in, man.
Can we get Teron to write the hooks?
Oh yes.
Yeah. Hey, Adam, listen, you don't know
real quick.
Hey, like, right.
Might as well.
Yeah, but
that'd be crazy, right?
So to
there,
me,
though.
But to me, let's stop there. But to me, that is how you break an artist.
Yeah.
You come up with a concept, you give it a name, you give it a theme, and then you put it out. And if you have a girl on every song, now every girl you break on, they agree to be on the record. They need to be promoting it also, right? It's like a podcast. Like, your guests got to promote it just as much as the host got to promote it. Like you got to promote it. But if it's just you, it's you by yourself. But it should be with other people.
That's right, too.
And then I will film it. The whole thing. That's the marketing of it.
Because that's basically like what I just did on ATL Top 20. The collaboration with Blifford.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that shit going crazy right now.
Yeah.
And I was a feature artist on there.
That's my point.
Yeah.
Like, you can be everywhere. You just, it's like, artists just have to do more. And it's frustrating as fuck for y'all. I know it is, because y'all are like, I'm grinding. But the reality is that instead of you grinding up, you got to grind wide now.
Facts.
And you got to cover that whole floor. And then you take a step up.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can't go up. It got to be, okay, now I'm here. Now let me do everything I got to do for this floor. Let me make sure I paint it the way I have to. And then boom, you come back again. And that's how you break yourself. That's how you have to do it today for artists. Like, if you trying to go out there, because like here's what you have to understand. There's so many ways to break now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, you could be on Spotify. I mean, like, you could be on TikTok. I mean, you got people breaking on SoundCloud. Like, there's so many places to break. You never know. You might have a meme break you.
Yeah.
It might be a meme break you. That has nothing to do with nothing, and it might break you, but you don't know it unless you're out there doing the work.
You
got to
do everything. And that's the biggest challenge sometimes. Even with us in our group chat to every artist, you know what I'm saying? Especially like even older artists, because they're not digitally programmed to pick up the phone and post. We're like, yo, I'm in the studio.
They don't even understand the importance of it.
Right. No, they don't. Like, yo, I just did 100 songs. Like, okay, we need you to make a meme.
Yep.
Post this, post that, do that. Woo, woo, woo. And it's like, oh my God. So I get it. But at the same time, the game has changed.
But I give an example. I just ran into this guy at this concert this weekend named Dupree. Shout out to Dupree. He worked with Graf, but he was telling me, he's like, he's the most gift artist in the world. He makes gifts with people. And then he puts it in the market, and people, his gifts are everywhere. He got like millions and millions and millions. And it's just him making a gift.
Wow.
You talking about the gifts like on Instagram?
Yeah. Like me, it's like, it's almost like a boomerang. It's like on Instagram they call it boomerang, but it's like a permanent there, but it's a gift. And that's what he literally is popping from that. My point is this, is that we don't know what's going to work.
We don't know what's there, so you got to do everything.
We don't know what's going to work,
so you got to do
it. So we have to do everything.
That's crazy.
That's fucked up.
Nah, that's
I never even think of that.
So even like when Ant talking about SoundCloud, you're like, yo, SoundCloud. Yeah,
that's some bullshit.
Yeah, no. Niggas be like, yo, niggas around me don't use SoundCloud. Fuck them niggas.
There might be 10, 20 million people over there that do.
Right.
Or use an Audio Mac. Or use a...
Right.
These are all these different. There's so many of them now. It's ridiculous.
But that's the whole thing. It's like, you never know what. If we all knew what, we'd be doing this shit.
So you never know, but you got to stay constant. And here's the thing. I don't care how great your manager is. I don't give a fuck how connected they are. I don't care about none of that. If you are not the fucking engine, it will not work. Because it all has to come from, through, about. Everything has to be you. Everything. And that's the hard part. So now you got to post on Instagram, TikTok, fucking Snapchat. It's like, my, it's a lot. You got group chats. You got a wife. You got kids. You got all this shit going on. But let me tell you something. Fuck all that. None of that matters if this shit don't work.
Fact.
And the only way and if you're not strategically grinding up, it's a difference between grinding. You know that, Mike? It's a difference between grinding and grinding up, right? You have to grind and do the real work. And here's the hard part. They have to see it. They have to see it. They have to feel like you did it in front of them, for them to feel involved in the process with you. That's another part. So that's why I'm like, yeah, bring it. When you come to the studio, show your kid. Nigga, that's, you know how many people are like, it's a nigga at the house right now with his kid sitting next to him, and it's like, man, if I had the baby, I'll be in the studio. Yeah, now here they showing you pulling up to the studio with your baby. Like, now that kid's mother is like, you ain't got no excuses. Look at him. And to me, you can start a trend. And to me, that's why, like, it's no excuses, bro. You just got to do the grind. That's all you got to do. Like,
no
you gotta,
excuses.
Yep. Period. And then like do sit down with fathers or rap and like sit down, like it's so many ways to break a person today. We just are so romanticized with what it was that we're not seeing what it is right now in front of our face. The opportunity to be great is here. Everyone can do it. Anyone has opportunity. It's just, are you gonna do the work?
I'm gonna do the work.
No, no, no. Not the work that you expect to do.
Not the artist's work.
I'm talking about the work, all of the work. Mm-hmm. Like the collaborations, right? Like it's on you, bro.
Nah, it's on you. I ain't gonna lie, like my team tell you, bro, as far as the artist wise, like this shit, I'm all in with this shit. Like mm-hmm. I tell my girl this, like shawty. Tell my mama this, my granny this, my auntie this, like this shit goddamn gonna change my life, your life, everybody's life around me, really. So why not put my all into this? Like if you ain't on the same page as me, especially right now. Me and my girl get to it too. Like I be telling you, you ain't on the same page as me.
You can go.
Then we just got, you know what I'm saying? It ain't hard. It ain't like I'm being an asshole.
Stop. 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 Can I tell you why you gotta stop? That same girl, if you ran into $1 million, will want you to take care of her. Right?
But
my thing is this, if you're gonna benefit when we win, you gotta either get the fuck out the way.
Or stay all the way down.
Or push me up.
Fact.
But you ain't gonna be no sitting here talking about it like, because when the money come, everybody gonna want some.
Yeah.
Exactly, bro.
Exactly.
Trust me, I know that firsthand.
Right.
The person that told you that you wasn't gonna be shit is gonna be the first one like,
hey, I knew it.
Boy, I knew it. Boy,
I know what's so crazy.
I don't mean to cut you off.
You was gonna do it.
But this was so crazy, right? See, before my situation started, like before I got signed, Holiday and Aunt pulled up at my auntie house. That shit went so crazy, bro. Cause Holiday and Aunt told me, like, bro, when it come down to this shit, don't even tell your mama what's going on.
Exactly.
But I ain't listening to that. I'm like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, you telling me don't tell my mama. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And my mama the one like really helped me with my rap shit.
Oh,
so I was telling my mama, yeah, she started my career off, you feel me? So I'm like,
tell a story, but I want to understand that. Like, how your mom start you up the rap. I got to hear
Well.
No, tell a story, but I want to go back to that.
But shit, this is what happened. So I was telling my mama shit. I'm telling my family shit. Bruh, it's like, everybody. Oh, I need help with this. Oh, I need help with my rent. Oh, I'm trying to move. Oh, you got this. I'm like, hold the fuck up. What the hell y'all think that happened? You feel me? So now I'm calling Holiday like, bro,
it's the rock.
I'm like, bro, I told you don't say nothing. You feel me? I'm like, damn, I should have listened to this nigga, bro.
Yeah.
You feel me? And they, to this day, it's like, nigga, they still, like you said, when the money come, you know what I'm saying? But this thing with me, they think the money already here. But it ain't like it's here to the fact I can just, oh yeah, we straight. Yeah. No, I'm still grinding to the point where.
Yeah, but here's the thing. They should be helping you. And that's the problem with the world.
Exactly.
They're waiting and they should be helping.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm telling you. I don't make no excuses.
Everybody
can go.
If a nigga can get in the mindset of Ray Daniels, boy, you a goat, boy.
Nah, seriously. Because I'm like, everybody can go. Mom, girlfriend, kids, everybody can go. Because if they don't, and you don't make it, they're gonna be sitting around talking shit about you and how you didn't make it.
Yep.
So that's why the fuck? Fuck are we even gonna take the burden of their like? I'm gonna go. I don't give a fuck. Like I don't give a like my family. I don't give a fuck.
Fact.
Because guess what? Y'all all take the money when it comes in. Now if no one took the money and they was like, now you can talk all you want.
Yeah, right.
But if a dollar comes in and you want a piece, then you are just as involved in what I'm doing as I am. Which means I might not need your help physically, but I might need you to sit the fuck down and get the fuck out my way and let me get to my grind.
Exactly.
And to me, like, dog, like I left a lot of women behind. And I will do it again. Cause nobody gonna call me a motherfucking loser and say, oh, he ain't shit. Oh, I ain't shit cause I picked you.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta pick me first now.
I feel that, boy.
Anybody gonna ever say that about
that's
a selfish
free game
nigga.
Right now?
Selfish nigga gonna win. He gonna always get to the top
every time.
Cause that's the number one quality that an artist has to be
selfish.
Facts. If you're not selfish as an artist, I don't know that's how we're gonna work.
I
together.
Think that's my problem.
Oh, I know that's a problem. But guess what? As that money coming, you start getting
more selfish by the day.
Yeah.
Oh shit! This is mine. <Not this shit. laughs> What? I'm just being honest. So I'm like, you have to have that selfish mentality to take you where you want to go.
All the way up through there, fat.
You have to, bro. You have to. So what's next? So what we can expect next? So we working on the mixtape. What's it called? Sticky Wonder.
Sticky Business.
What Sticky? No, Sticky.
No, Sticky Wonder. The one we.
The girl.
Yeah, with the girl.
We got one dropping on June 15th. Called
Sticky Business Volume 1, hosted by Pretty Boy Tank and Plug.
What do we get from that?
You gonna get a whole. I ain't gonna. At first, I was like, gonna make it like, you know what I'm saying, trapped out. But as I've been like working, I've been working on these series of tapes for a minute now. Yeah. But as I've been working, I've been trying to find different lanes to go with the sound. Like, be versatile, you feel me? Because, like, my mama and all them be. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I like when people criticize my music. Like, I like for you to tell me, like, nah, bro, goddamn, switch it up.
Yeah.
I don't want. If you can't tell me about my music, then you don't need to be around me. Because if you're a yes man, I can't gain from that.
Yeah.
So I was getting, like, the feedback, even from my management. They, like, you know what I'm saying? Try to go this way. So I've been trying to switch it up, make female song, club, trap, but it's like I'm still being myself with the music. So I'ma say with the mixtape, I'm just like, I think I'm just bringing back fun to the music.
That's okay, by the way.
It's like 10 songs. I wouldn't say it's like clubbed out. It's like a vibe. It's just like a vibe tape.
Yeah.
Every side is sticky.
Like he said, every side is sticky type shit.
Got you. Before we go, how'd your mom help you rap?
Oh, I was goddamn. I started rapping when I was 12 years old. So this how it went about. I used to always, like I'm saying, I always been like a dancing ass nigga. Like, not be. I just been a dancing ass nigga. Ain't nothing wrong with saying that, bro. Mm-hmm. So I been a dancing ass nigga when I was a young nigga. So
what's wrong with dancing?
Nah, cause these niggas these days, bro.
Dancing ain't cool no more.
Bro, that's what I'm finna say. These days, these niggas goddamn think you can't dance or something. Like,
dancing is always
look.
Cool.
This what this. I'm gonna go back to the shit, but this what I had to say that cause with this shit these days, bro, a lot of motherfuckers think the streets is music. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's not.
Yeah,
that's two different. That's two different ball games, bro.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? So, with the rap game these days, when a nigga break, you know what I'm saying? You be dancing on Instagram or something, or at your show, you be, oh, you a dancing ass nigga. But this what you don't know, buddy. You doing that ain't getting you nowhere.
Yeah.
This is entertainment business.
Yeah.
When y'all niggas at these concerts, y'all just, man, them folk, well, they getting on Twitter.
Well, in hip hop, we don't make in our community. We don't make effort cool. Anytime somebody tries in hip hop, they're considered lame.
Yeah.
And that's a problem because effort should be cool.
They like downplay everything. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So it's like a nigga like me, I don't care what nobody say about me dancing because guess what? Yo, ho gonna like it. You know what I'm saying? Yo, oh, wow. The females gonna eat it up, bro. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, fuck what a nigga talking about, bro.
You feel me? Why say, oh, wow. Your hoe gonna like it. Oh, wow, my goodness.
No, that's real tough.
That's
real
tough. Put that on the t-shirt. Your hoe gonna like it.
So it's like, nigga, when I get to doing what I'm doing, I ain't gonna lie. Like, no homo, I got niggas' attentions and they girls.
Yeah.
So it's like, shit, I know it's working.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's why I'm a dancing, cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm just me.
Don't take the dancing shit for the.
You know what I'm saying? But this is what it is.
And you have a famous little brother that you don't even talk about.
Oh, nah. Yeah. Oh, shout out my little brother, Terrio, man.
He looked just like
him. Mr. Ooh Killer, man.
He looked just like Terry.
Uh-huh.
But that's how the
that's
shit.
That's crazy, right?
Hell yeah, that's my little brother. That's my mama, youngest son.
That's crazy.
And before he even popped off, that's what I'm saying, folks.
But why we don't use, why you don't use him for content? Just for people at home that might think.
It just, because we on two different levels. Like,
I'm glad you said that.
I didn't grow up from. Like, cause I ain't gonna lie, like, I used to be just like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? He a teenager.
Yeah.
But it's like, I done been through so much shit. I just wiser and I'm mature now. And I be like, I can't deal with that shit, bro.
Yeah.
Like, that little brother shit, even, I got two little brothers and two little, I can't deal with that shit, bro. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Even my mom be telling me, like, man, you gotta deal with it. You used to do it. I be like, bro, I cannot deal with that.
Why?
Cause it's annoying, bro. Like,
but that's what little siblings are.
But I ain't gonna
my
lie,
sister
Ray.
And my brothers still walk around this month, still.
It's different though with me because it's like, I be like, why the fuck y'all, you know what I'm saying? Even if I tell them, like, hey, bro, that ain't right, bro. They're, you know what I'm saying?
That's what siblings, younger siblings do.
2000 babies? They crazy. Like, I'm gonna tell you that for a second.
What you mean?
Boy, they crazy. Like,
the 2000 babies.
Like, they got a hard time respecting. You know what I'm saying? Like, they be thinking, like, you tell, I be trying to tell them right for wrong, because I done been through it.
Yeah.
Nigga tell me, like, me and Terry will get into it a lot. I know he don't mind me telling the cameras, because, you know what I'm saying? That's still my brother. I still love him. We still talk to this day. But he might say, nigga, you don't tell me what to do. You ain't, you know what I'm saying? Get the bucket.
Yeah.
And then that's when my other side come out, like, bro, who the fuck is you talking to?
Yeah.
Because, like, don't nobody know I really raised Terrell. You feel me? Like, yeah. I'm the one goddamn. I taught the boy how to wipe his ass. Mm. Taught him how to pee. All that. So I be feeling like, nigga, you should have a different respect for me.
Yeah.
But it's like.
Well, they don't. This generation don't respect anything but wins and money.
Exactly.
That's it.
And drugs.
You
can't.
And, well, you got to know the drugs. But if you ain't winning, you ain't getting no money. Anything you say to them, you could be like, man, you're going to get killed. You're a fucking hater.
Fact.
Mm-hmm. You're going to die if you do that. Right. Hater.
Exactly.
Man, because I'm richer than you.
They don't listen.
Nigga, you going to jump out. Okay, go ahead. Motherfucker. I'll let your ass die.
So it's like, I really just be letting Terrio, like, I'm big on, like, you live and you learn, bro.
But we need him, though.
Yeah, we need, he's still there, you feel me? But it's just like, he a 2000 baby. If his homeboys call him first, oh shit, fuck my big brother. I'm going with them.
But that's your fault.
Yeah, it is.
Because you allow that. Like, my mother didn't allow me, like, the way I was, like, I couldn't go out without making sure my brother and sister.
See, that's how me and my other little brother. Yeah. See, Terrio was always younger than us.
Yeah.
So he really hung out with my other little sister.
Yeah.
So as Terrio got older, you know, I'm already shot off older than him.
Yeah.
So it's like he done found his group of friends now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He just living a teenager life, and now he just. But the thing is, what I respect about him, he's still like.
Could I ask a question? Right, 6 months from now, you the hottest rapper in the city. You everywhere you go, shows everywhere. Is Terrio showing up to your shows?
Yeah, because he's going to be old enough then.
Of course he is.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
So he's going to show up when I'm celebrating. I expect you to show up when I'm grinding.
He be trying to come now. He just ain't old enough.
You know what I'm saying? But you should use him. Like, yeah. I mean, he's popular. Like, you crazy.
Hell yeah.
Like,
he be, but
y'all look alike.
Hell yeah. He be trying to come to every one of them. Every time he see a flyer, bro, I could come to that club. I be like, bro, nah, bro. They ain't going to let you in.
Well, listen, man. We got the mixtape we got to put out. We already know we put working on a mixtape called Stevie. Sticky Business dropping the 15th.
Yeah.
But we going to work on another mixtape.
Stevie Wonder.
Sticky Wonder. Because of Stevie.
Sticky Wonder.
I think that's
my first name.
Sticky Wonder.
So we going to work on a mixtape, and it's going to be called Sticky Wonder, and we dropping it for the ladies.
Yes, sir.
You ready, Katie?
Yeah. We got Teron on the hooks. Boom.
Oh yeah,
Teron, I might have a couple hooks laying around, but I'm just saying. But Teron, fuck with you. We get a studio. Let's just make the record. All right, man. Well, listen, man. I appreciate you for coming on. This is probably the most lax, laid back conversation I've ever had on the Artist Spotlight because I know you.
I would agree.
And to be honest with you, you have been doing the work, but I wanted to make sure we spoke. But yeah, you've been grinding, man. I ain't gonna lie, man. Like, I don't see you as much. But I do see you every day working. And to me, that's what this shit is about. And you got a good team.
For sure.
Let's give it up for Sticky Low. Shout out to our sponsors, Two Lost Distribution, shout out to Totem Carry, and shout out to Yoko Vodka, and shout out to Sticky Low.
Shout out to the God Show, man.
June 15th, we drop in the Sticky Business
coming
album.
June 15th.
Yep.
Man, y'all folks, be ready for that, man. I'm telling you what's going on, man.
Shout out to KD, man.
Shout out to the world, man. Shout out to Ray. Shout out to Rick. Shout out to
Ray sitting right here trying to
get
him.
My man Mike. So look,
hands
Mike
up for Ray.
Come over here, Mike.
Mike in the background.
In all reality, you know what I'm saying? Like, Sticky has 10 managers, damn near. You know what I'm saying? But Mike is the man. That, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Mike.
Like, when it's the shows, Mike's studio, Mike, you know what I'm saying? I hate going to the studio. You know what I'm saying? I'm over the studio.
I hate going in the rooms here.
Yeah, like Mike is Mike gets the specs done. Mike, you know what I'm saying? Mike does all the grind.
We all need a Mike.
Grind, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
That shit is tedious.
Yes.
as fuck.
No,
it's not fun. IRC, ISRC codes.
Right.
All that.
You know what? That should be your new name. ISRC Mike.
Yo, this is the cultural. This the take that out.
This is the artist spotlight.
This is the artist spotlight. You got all the shows. Right? Now let's just shoot the whole show over. Right. Now, this is the artist spotlight. God show, we are out. Thanks for watching.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.